free stores and on the streets tonight into the wee hours of the morning. It's the second annual Nuit Blanche. About 200 artists have put a lot of work into getting ready for the all-night event. Kate Porter has more.
I'm going to be connecting with as many people as possible, hopefully. That's the idea.
An artist known as Heartbeat Gal is sitting in a big box. The frame is wood and the walls a special plastic she can't see through. She will sit in this box for 10 hours tonight on the patio of the Byward Market Restaurant Social and hope people will reach in and touch her.
Well, I think human connection and touch is an important element that we shouldn't lose sight of in our current society. You know, we're so connected online and in the crowd that way, and I think having both is important.
While strangers reach out to her in person, Heartbeat Gal hopes they'll also connect with her on Twitter. Tonight, there will be more than 100 projects like this to come across, from an artist busy turning an old Chevy Nova into a sculpture, to maps of Ottawa being projected on balloons floating over the Byward Market. Heartbeat Gal has been looking forward to Nuit Blanche since the last one, a year ago.
And it's the energy. I'm addicted to this energy that I get from these creative events. They're so enthusiastic. Everybody's so excited to be there.
Nuit Blanche begins at 6:21 p.m., and many artists will try to stay out until 4 in the morning. Kate Porter, CBC News, Ottawa. For more information about Nuit Blanche, visit our website, cbc.ca/Ottawa. And finally, some Gatineau residents called police early this morning.